Hello, and welcome to the IMG Podcast, where we are dedicated to empowering IMGs through deep diving conversations, inspirational stories, analysis of match trends, and beyond. Our mission is to help you learn what it takes to succeed and to thrive as an international medical graduate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second edition of our 2024 match series. I'm very excited for today's guest. I know that you guys are all going to love having her, just as I am. So I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Shola Olaoluwa. I'm a fourth year medical student, graduating med student at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. I was born in Cincinnati, Ohio, but I grew up and spent the bulk of my childhood in Nigeria before transitioning back to the United States without my parents, and I stayed with extended family. I matched urology this cycle, so I'll be going to Seattle, University of Washington, and I'm really excited. And I'm also really excited to be here and to do this interview today.
Now that is exciting. Again, congratulations on your match. Literally, that is like probably the most rewarding thing. I know that all of your hard work is paid off, and it was a long journey, I bet.
Yes. Very long, but also, you know, very fun. I think a lot of people when I first started told me it's going to go so quickly. And it really did, because I still remember my first day. And, you know, I was the pandemic class, so we didn't really have a white coat ceremony, but I still remember our orientation. And it really has been a journey, but it's been a fun one. It's been tough, but it's been fun as well.
I'm sure. So did you know when you were in school, did you know you wanted to pursue residency in the U.S.? Was that always the plan for you?
Yeah, so I go to med school in the U.S. already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I go to Wright State University here in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
It was an easy transition for me, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm already here in the States.
Or even if you just want to say something actually for unmatched applicants, like that would be great. We have a lot of people who are not matched. I don't know if you've had any friends go through that process and like what they've done, if you would have any advice for that.
Yeah. So as far as going unmatched, I think that it is very heartbreaking, very stressful to feel like you've worked so hard and for that to feel like it's not being rewarded. But at the end of the day, it really is an algorithm, like a computer algorithm that matches, you know, institutions and individuals, but it is not a testament or a statement to your worth or to the amount of hard work that you put into the process. And there are so many. I'm a fan of Med Twitter, and I do think that there are so many opportunities on Med Twitter. If you're willing to put yourself out there, there are people that will want to uplift you and help you. There are research opportunities. Obviously, there's the SOAP as well. But I don't think that it's game over. I just think that it's a little bit more of a hurdle that you would have to get through. But it is definitely not game over. And it does not say anything about your worth or who you are as an applicant or the amount of hard work that you've already put into the process. But rooting for you also, keep going and you got it. You will make it and you will achieve your dreams and whatever it is that you set your mind to. And then as far as any general advice, I will say, so I don't have a urology home program. And so that was a bit of a challenge for me, but as early as you can, reach out to people at the programs that you're interested in, whether it's a residence or the program director or assistant program director, any faculty there. Reach out if you don't have any research. Reach out and tell them that you don't have a home program and you're interested in research. You're going to put in the work. reach out to the program directors to get a feel for what their perspective on their program is, what their goal for the program is, what kind of resident they're looking for, or any other questions that you might have for the program director. Just make sure that it's specific to the program, to the person, and to yourself as well. Connections are very, very, very important in this process. And you really want to have someone who will be able to say nice things and positive things about you when it comes down to you and somebody else. So I'd say that's the biggest advice that I have.
How would you recommend
those connections?
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. So how would we get asked a lot? Like, how would you recommend? Should they send an email? Should they just send one email? Do they send a follow-up? What should be in that email? You know?
Yes. So I personally cold emailed people. So for the programs that I was interested in, I just Googled them. So for example, University of Washington, I'll just Google University of Washington Urology Department and look at their faculty, look at their leadership. And sometimes their emails are on there. Sometimes it's the program coordinator's email that's on there. And I would email either the program coordinator to be put in contact with the program director, or email the program director or the chair directly. And I can only speak for urology, but a lot of people were very receptive to that and they understood because, you know, like I said, it is a tough process. It's very, very competitive. And I do think they want to hear from you, especially if you have questions of substance to ask them. In the emails, I kept it very brief because I'm sure they get tons of emails every day and I didn't want them to have to read, you know, an entire novel. Yeah. But I just briefly introduced myself, like, hello, my name is Shalala Oluwa. I'm a fourth year at Rice State University. I'm interested in your programs for XYZ reasons. Are you available to discuss further? This is my availability. So, and then I'll give them a couple dates and times. Sometimes, you know, they don't respond, and then I'll just send a follow-up email maybe 2 weeks after, and that's okay too. I think you want to be persistent, but you don't want to be bothersome. That really worked for me. For the most part, people did respond, and I had a phone call conversation with them that went pretty well. And I just got to know them and got to know the program a little bit better. Conferences are also a really fantastic way to meet people, particularly residents. So of course, people are going there to present their research. And sometimes program directors go to support their residents or for the larger conferences. So I know for SNMA, there's the AMEC conference, and a lot of African-Americans go to that. And I know that for urology, there's the AUA conference, and a lot of program directors are going to be there. And then there's also some smaller conferences. So I would look at what specialty you're interested in and look at what conferences are available, not just the larger ones, but also the subsections of those conferences as well, or the regional conferences.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's great advice. I'm so sorry. Stop it. It's driving me crazy today. I'm sorry. You're getting someone. I'm done. I can't take it out right now. Oh my God. He's crazy. You're... Very cute, though.
That's so funny.
Is what he looks like. Oh. Yeah, he is very cute. But he's crazy.
but you, hands gladly.
Right? And it's like, he's a lot of work though, but he's really, really good. But he just like is wild. He's teething right now. So yeah, he feels like a full-time job though.
Baby.
I know, really.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, I think that's really good advice. Sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's so hard too because I'm always like not trying to look away, but it's like, what are you doing? Like, he's always getting in trouble. But so no, that is really good advice. So developing connections. You said you started doing that your fourth year. You know, looking to fill in those gaps, like if you need research opportunities, looking for that and that kind of thing. I'm trying to think what else I would ask.
Yeah, I actually started towards the end of my third year because that's when I fully committed to urology, and I recognized that it was very, very competitive. So as soon as I realized that, I was like, okay, well, I need to just boom, 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 reach out to everyone and put myself out there. But I wish that I had gotten this advice a lot earlier, especially for attending an institution that does not have a home program. I think it is very, very challenging. But again, there are people that want to help you. You just have to reach out to them because the opportunities are not going to fall in your lap. You have to be very, very proactive and just put yourself out there. But as early as you can, first year, I think the sooner you reach out, you know, the longer you have a relationship with them, the stronger your relationship is with them, the more they can say about you. But yeah, I think that's the best advice I can give.
Yeah, that's good advice. When you were reaching out, did you attach your CV or did you just send like your interest? I was curious if you sent your CV as well.
Yes, if your CV is updated, you should definitely attach that. And even when I didn't, sometimes they would respond saying, please send me your CV, and then I would send it. But I think it's better to just go ahead and include that, especially if it's already updated, just so that they have a better idea of who you are. And some of the questions over the phone call can be less redundant.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. I think that's great advice even for, you know, IMGs. Like a lot of the time I know it's hard. Maybe they're not in the country. But just even reaching out and just saying, hey, like I'm studying right now, but I fully intend to do this and I would love to stay in contact with you, I think would go a long way.
Absolutely. And one of my really good friends who is an IMG applying for March 2025, she just updated me a couple of weeks ago saying that she got an away rotation at a program that she's really interested in because she cold emailed the program director just to introduce herself and she could. And that is how she got her away. I think, again, there are opportunities and people that want to help you, but you just have to be proactive and put yourself out there.
I completely agree. So for the last, we talked briefly about the last thing I would say maybe is touching on, I know we talked a little bit about unmatched applicants, but I would like to maybe go in a little bit further, a little bit more about understanding how exactly they can improve their application. Just because we're getting a lot of messages that are like, I'm so heartbroken. What am I going to do? Like, I have nothing. Like, I feel really bad. Like, I do feel really bad. And I don't know. I'm always like, look, it's not, you know, it's not one thing either, right? Like, it's not just like one thing that's going to be the reason or the thing that you can fix. Like, I tell people, obviously, you can study for step three. Like, you can try and do step three. I don't know if you know what that is. I don't think you guys have to do that. Oh, you do or you don't?
Yeah, everyone has to take it. Yeah, it's just later on, after you start residency, typically is when you take it, end of your intermediate residency. Yeah.
Okay.
So I have to take it eventually. Yeah.
That makes sense. No, yeah, we sometimes, especially for like applicants who didn't go matched or if they, you know, maybe don't have a strong of an application in some regards, we recommend if you take step three, because then it'll show like, well, you're already going to pass it. So that's like worth something. It'll strengthen your CV.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, and this is why I say connections, again, are very, very, very important. Because if you have established connections with a program, they know who you are. They can speak to your work ethic. I don't want to say it doesn't really matter what your scores look like or what your research looks like, but and this is very program specific and program dependent. And I'm new here. I just got here. But if they know that, okay, if we hire this person, they're going to show up every day and they're going to do their very best. And this is someone that I would want to take care of my mother. I would want to take care of my child. Mm-hmm. And this is someone that I would want to call me when there's an emergency in the middle of the night. They just want to see that that's the kind of person that you are. And again, if you put yourself out there, the more they know you, the more that they can speak to that. Now, obviously, you can still have all these qualities, have all these connections, and still go unmatched. In that case, I would, you know, sort of look introspectively at yourself and your application and figure out, okay, well, what are my weaknesses? And what is it that I could improve on? What are my strengths also? What is it that I can, you know, play up during an interview? I also would reach out to any trusted mentors to critically look at my application as well, or my CV, and for them to tell me, well, okay, well, this is probably what you need to work on, or any program directors as well that you applied to and got an interview, but that reach out to them, tell them you're still very interested in their program, but you just want to know what it is for the following cycle that you can work on, that you can improve on. And they want to see that, yes, this is a terrible thing to go through, but you're resilient and you're still interested in the field and still pursuing it. I think that's very important and obviously will speak to your character.
I completely agree. I completely agree. And I think that's really well said. And I feel like we'll be able to use a lot of this because we can just maybe, you know, turn this into something for unmatched applicants. Because I think you do. You have really good. I know you, like you said, you're new here, but you have a good perspective on the matter. And especially coming from, you know, you weren't always in the U.S. Like you came, you grew up here for some of it, but like you have the experience of different cultures, different experiences, different like medical care, maybe even. And so it gives you a different perspective, which I respect.
But I will say, I mean, you know, I have some friends that went unmatched, you know, some soap, some are doing a research, going to reapply, but seriously, don't up. This is such a tough and challenging process. And I know that it can be very crushing, especially, you know, after putting in much work. But don't give up. You're good. And I'm rooting for you. There are so many other people rooting for you. There are opportunities out there, and you will find it and you will make it through. There is light at the end of the tunnel.
I completely agree, and I love that. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you being our guest today. Thank you to everybody who listened to us, and you know, feel free to always send us a message. I'm sure that Shola will take your inquiries as well if you have any questions about her experience or advice that she could give.
My DMs are open.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again. Thank you, everybody.
All right, dear friends, that concludes this episode of the IMG Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and will tune in for upcoming releases. You can learn more by visiting Match Resident on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Thank you. And until next time, take care.